Minister, I don't know if you know what's happening out in the real world, because you talk about your action plan and so on. In terms of businesses and community groups, they're not seeing a reduction. The vast majority are seeing increases in their insurance premiums. That's not just me talking. Talk to the campaigners, which represent a wide section of society in terms of the Alliance of Insurance Reform. They've told you time and time again, they've carried out surveys, and we can see it in terms of statistics. In terms of motor insurance, there's been small reductions, nowhere where it needs to be, but in terms of public liability, in terms of community groups, sporting organisations, businesses, your play areas and all the rest, they are suffering as a result of high insurance costs, and some have had to close down. This is a key issue, a key issue. You've missed deadlines twice. You've talked about bringing proposals to Cabinet in April, and you can't still give us a date that's a year after of when this is going to be produced. Now, you say that you're not going to bring forward a standalone piece of legislation because that would take too long, although if government really gripped this, it should have been done and dusted by now. But will you at least publish the amendments so we can see if government understand what is really required in relation to balancing the duty of care? Mark, or have you got amendments that are in a way that can be published at this point in time? Because obviously there will be no pre-legislative scrutiny if you're just amending a previous piece of legislation.